Good afternoon, everybody. How wonderful to be here sharing this great occasion with you all, and what an honour and a privilege to be asked to share a few thoughts. And I'd like to offer some thoughts, and I won't keep you long, I promise, based on one of my favourite Bible verses from Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, where he says, "The letter kills, but the Spirit gives life." The letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. And Paul is asking, do ministers need to come with letters of recommendation? Which is a good question, and one we might reasonably ask today. Because credentials matter, and endorsements matter, and qualifications matter, and processes matter. People might want to know, who has approved this person? Who signed it off? And who decided that they are ready? And in his letter to the Corinthians, Paul concedes perhaps ministers do need to come with a letter of recommendation, which is quite a good thing because it keeps me in a job. So let's just check if such things really are needed. Is everything in place as it should be? Well, Gavin offered himself for ministry training because he felt something stir within him, a call, a prompting. And then others recognized it. It was discerned. It was tested. And it was affirmed. And then there followed a period of training and formation. Every task was undertaken, and every competence box has been ticked. And I should say, beyond that, I saw something more. A deep spirituality, a lovely and a gentle humour, a pastoral heart, and a genuine care for people. And very particularly, a love for this congregation. And I know that Gavin felt called to be minister here, but he never took that for granted. And so the process has unfolded. I can tell you that Gavin's name has already been entered onto the roll of the General Assembly of Unitarian and Free Christian Churches' roll of ministers. And the non-subscribing Presbyterian Church of Ireland has done its work diligently. That process has been honoured. We've seen it in our service today. Gavin is doubly affirmed. And this congregation has done what it has needed to do. And the search for a new minister has been a careful and a robust and an intentional process. So everything's been done right. The letters are all in order. And that matters. But then what does Paul say? The letter kills, But the Spirit gives life. You see, every box ticked, every form, every process, however robust and necessary, isn't enough. On its own, the letter kills. Not because it's bad or wrong, but because it's incomplete. The letter ensures correctness. But we need more, don't we? Something must enliven and enrich and infuse and bless. And only the Spirit can do that. And so today, as we rightly affirm and give thanks that the process and everything has been done properly, we must also surely admit all would be in vain without the Spirit. For without the moving of the Spirit, even the most talented of ministers will lack something. Even the best resourced church will still have something missing. But with the moving of the Spirit, all things become possible. And a minister and a congregation can journey to places beyond even their wildest dreams. For it is the moving of the Spirit that transforms a church from a building into a living community of meaning, of courage, and of hope. And that's what we can affirm today also. The Spirit is at work. We're not here to simply confirm that Gavin is qualified, though he has, and he is. And we're not here simply to celebrate that the process of appointing a new minister is complete, though it is. We're here also to bear witness that something else is happening. The Spirit is at work. Through Gavin, through this church, and through all of us. The Spirit is at work in the way Gavin will serve and lead and minister, and the Spirit is at work in this congregation, in the care you show one another, in the questions you are not afraid to ask, in your inclusive welcome, in your work for social justice, in the openness that has long marked Unitarian faith, in the new things that you will dare to do, and in all the ways that makes this church so special that you won't find in any official letter. Well, Reverend Gavin Byrne, you do come with every letter of recommendation in place. You've done what was asked of you. And you've done it with excellence. You are ready and prepared, and I hope that the training will serve you well. You're anxious to get out there to work. Do leave room for the Spirit. and trust that the Spirit will work, even when things are unclear, and even when things are not easy. And to this congregation, if I may say so, you've chosen carefully and you've made a brilliant choice. I couldn't be happier for you. And now the real work begins as you move forward as minister and congregation. So yes, we give thanks. The letters are in order. They're important. But let's also place our hope in the Spirit. For the letter kills. The Spirit gives life. The Spirit that called Gavin. The Spirit that has brought you together as minister and congregation. The Spirit that is even now moving among us. I don't always agree with St. Paul, but I think he's right. The letter on its own can only take us so far. It is the Spirit that gives life. And as Paul also wrote, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Thank God for the free religion practiced here in this place. My dear friends, thank you for listening, and every blessing to you and on you on this day. And in the weeks and the months and the years ahead. Amen.